Six decades after the end of World War II, nearly 2,300 Japanese soldiers are still on American soil. They are the casualties of the Battle for Attu Island, the turning point in the Aleutian Campaign, and one of the nastiest clashes of the war in the Pacific. American and Japanese soldiers fought hand-to-hand in the Aleutian fog on that day in the spring of 1943, stabbing each other with bayonets. When it became clear that the battle was lost, the last Japanese blew themselves up with their own hand grenades. Out of an occupying force of several thousand, fewer than 30 were captured alive.
The significance of the battle was the first Banzai charge in the Pacific War, the first time we had seen that type of misbehavior on the part of the Imperial Japanese Army, so it was quite bloody.
Christopher Johnson is a major in the U.S. Army. Last week, he accompanied a delegation of Japanese government officials to Attu. For the third time since the end of the war, the Japanese are looking for the remains of soldiers who were declared missing in action after the battle. Johnson says last week's trip was a preliminary survey.
It's most likely government of Japan will go through the burial sites that were found during this recon, and then pending success of the following research, they'll do a full-blown excavation.
For half a century, the Japanese war dead on Attu have proven elusive. The known grave sites on the island only account for a few hundred casualties out of more than 2,000, and even those bodies are hard to identify. Many of them were dismembered in the final Banzai attack, and the American soldiers buried them in a hurry with heavy equipment. So far, only a few hundred Japanese have been recovered and reburied elsewhere. Last week's search didn't yield many more, only the partial remains of two soldiers.
I just kind of started picking around in there, and I found a rubber boot. And then I looked inside of it, and there was human bones inside of it.
Chief Warrant Officer Robert Coyle is the commanding officer at the Coast Guard station on Attu. He uncovered the remains while assisting the delegation on a dig near what they believe is a mass grave containing the casualties of the Japanese Army's last stand.
And then I dug around a little more and found another shoe. So what I found was two left shoes of different sizes with bones in them. That's when it hit home for me.
After documenting the remains, the Japanese officials held a brief ceremony and reburied them where they found them. Major Johnson is the grandson of a soldier who was stationed on Attu after the 1943 battle, and he's writing his master's thesis on the event. He says that visiting the island with the Japanese delegation was a moving experience.
It was fascinating, and I was very happy to see the government of Japan has taken interest in the remains of their soldiers dead. I'm a U.S. Army soldier, so all soldiers like to believe that their efforts are not in vain, that they'll never be forgotten, and that the folks back home are always thinking about them. So regardless of nationality, all soldiers are the same in that respect.
In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.